Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour, here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Thanks for tuning in, and you're just in time to meet the most important person in the world, and out of it. The most important person in all of history and in the future. I mean Jesus. This programme is part of a series of Holy Half Hours on favourite Bible passages, and this particular one focuses upon Jesus. Whether you believe that he is Almighty God or not, Jesus of Nazareth is a fascinating character. More folk worship him as God than worship anyone or anything else. He is the pivotal figure in world history, and if the Bible is true, he is the one to whom we are all accountable in the end. So with that little build-up, let's engage with some Bible passages and some beautiful music to go with them, starting with, Jesus healed blind people, and he claimed to be the light of the world. He said he was divine revelation. He doesn't just reflect God's light, he himself is God, the God of light. He's not just the sign, but he's the one signified. He doesn't just come preaching and teaching the good news, he himself is the good news. He doesn't just reveal truths, he himself is the revelation. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus doesn't only feed the multitudes, he claims that he himself is the bread of life. He doesn't just raise people from the dead, he says he is the resurrection and the life. Jesus doesn't just point us to God, he himself is God. That was felt to be outrageous, blasphemous, and it got him crucified. But like one of those eternal candles, he quickly reignited again, inextinguishable. Here's Michael Card singing The Light of the World.
You are the light of the world, O Lord, and you make your servants shine. So how could there be any darkness in me, if you are the light of the world? You are the light of the world. You are the bread of life, O Lord, broken to set us free. So how could there be any hunger in me, if you are the bread of life? You are the bread of life. You've overcome the world, O Lord, and given us victory. So how could I fear when trouble is near, if you've overcome the world? You've overcome the world. Mm-hmm. tear away, O Lord, and teach us the song of the Lamb. Your promise is true, but it's still up to you to wipe every tear away.
Another favourite Bible passage about Jesus is the one where he calms the storm. Jesus can calm storms in our life literally, but metaphorically too. Jesus and the disciples were out on a boat in the Sea of Galilee, which is famous for getting sudden storms. They were caught in a particularly bad storm, and the disciples, some of whom were fishermen, felt that they were all going to drown. Meanwhile, Jesus was soundly asleep. In panic, they woke him up and asked him to help. Jesus got up and commanded the wind and waves to be still, and they were, instantly. Everybody was speechless. Who is this guy? Even the wind and waves obey him. Jesus calmed the wind and waves, and he calmed the beating hearts. He still gives peace in the middle of life's storms, strength beyond our own strength, and he gives us his protection. He brings us through our storms, not out of them. Here's Catherine Jenkins singing Be Still My Soul.
Be still my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Be patient, lay the cross of grief upon. Leave to thy God to order.
here's another favourite passage about Jesus. Jesus told amazing stories or parables, which were great yarns, but they also conveyed real truths about our lives. We can all feel like lost sheep at times. Well, we are lost sheep. We're lost sheep to our Creator God when we wander away from Him. The Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. But the good news, or the gospel, is that we have a good shepherd, our God Jesus. He finds us. When lost sheep cannot find the shepherd finds them. He carries us safely home to heaven rejoicing. And 99 sheep out of 100 is never good enough for the good shepherd. He seeks out every single one of us, as George Beverly Shea sings here.
There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold. Away on the mountains wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, Thou hast here Thy 99, are they not enough for Thee? But the shepherd made answer, this of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. I go to the desert to find my sheep. And all through the mountains, thunder riven, and up from the rocky steep, there arose a glad cry to the gates of heaven, rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels echoed around the throne, rejoice, for the Lord brings back. Rejoice, rejoice, for the Lord brings back His own.
And here's a passage that is very special to myself. It's Jesus and the paralyzed man. Four friends carried a paralyzed man on his mattress to Jesus. When they couldn't get into the busy house the normal way, because there were so many people, they went up onto the roof, made a hole, and lowered their friend to Jesus' feet. Jesus looked at him and said, "Your sins are forgiven. Rise, take up your mat, and walk." Miraculously, the paralyzed man proceeded to pick up his mat, and he did indeed walk. He skipped and jumped, I'm sure, as well. Every day, all across the world, down through the centuries, people carry their paralyzed friends to Jesus in prayer, but also literally in cemeteries, lowering their loved one to the feet of Jesus, hoping that He will raise them to a new life. Only God, only Jesus, can forgive sins. Only He can make the paralyzed walk. Only He can raise the dead. So if you love your friend and you love Jesus, bring your friend to Jesus and watch the miracle unfold before your very eyes. Here's Ian White.
Once there was a house, a busy little house, and this is all about the busy little house. Jesus Christ had come, teaching everyone, so everyone had run to the busy little house. Everyone was there, you couldn't find a chair, in fact you had to fight for air in the busy little house. A man who couldn't walk was carried to the spot, but the place was chock-a-block in the busy little house. Whatever shall we do, whatever shall we do, we'll never get him through into the busy little house. I know, we'll open up the roof, we'll open up the roof, and then we'll put him through into the busy little house. Then Jesus turned his eyes and saw to his surprise the man coming from the skies into the busy little house. Then Jesus turned and said, get up and take your bed and run along instead from the busy little house. The man went on his way, the people cried hooray, we've seen great things today in the busy little house. Once there was a house, a busy little house, and that was all about the busy little house. Yes, once there was a house, a busy little house, and that was all about the busy little house.
Jesus did many miracles. He taught wonderful things. He loved everyone. He was a good man. Indeed, he was the perfect God, being fully human, the best person ever. But such is the sin and corruption of this world that many people, for different reasons, hated him with such a passion that they would not rest until he was killed. They sought to get him, and they eventually did, with the help of a close disciple, Judas Iscariot, betraying his master. He was betrayed with a kiss from the traitor and captured by the Jewish police and later executed by the Roman soldiers. In his darkest hour, he asked his closest disciples to watch and pray with him for an hour in the Garden of Gethsemane. We all have dark hours and enemies and friends who betray us. But the good news is that we have a God who knows human life inside out. Isn't that amazing and wonderful for us? The singer in our next track, Paul Nicholas, sings as if he was Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. He conveys the agony and the passion of Jesus much more eloquently than I could ever tell it.
I only want to say, if there is a way, take this cup away from me, for I don't want to taste its poison, feel it burn me. I have changed, I'm not as sure as when we started. Then I was inspired, now I'm sad and tired. Listen, surely I've exceeded expectations. Tried for 3 years, seems like 30. Could you ask as much from any other man? But if I die, see the saga through and do the things you ask of me. Let them hate me, hit me, hurt me, nail me to their tree. I wanna know, I wanna know, my God, I wanna know. Oh my God, I'd wanna see, I'd wanna see my God, I'd wanna see, I'd wanna see my God. Why I should die? Would I be more noticed than I ever was before? Would the things I've said and done matter anymore? I'd have to know my Lord, I'd have to know. Lord, I'd have to see, I'd have to see my Lord. Have to see, I'd have to see my Lord. If I die, what will be my reward? If I die, what will be my reward? Have to know my Lord. Have to know my Lord. Why should I die? Why
filled in vain. Show me just a little of your omnipresent brain. Show me there's a reason for you wanting me to die. You're far too keen on where and how, but not so hot on why.
Am I scared to finish what I started,
what you started? I didn't start it. God, thy will is hard, but you hold every card. I will drink your cup of poison. Nail me to your cross and break me. Bleed me, beat me, kill me, take me now before I change my mind.
The most amazing thing about Jesus is the fact that he rose again from the dead. This is in fact the starting point of everyone's interest in him. We're not really interested in a first century carpenter, but we all want someone to come back from the dead to tell us about it, and he is that guy. Then we become interested in his earlier life, in his birth even. It turns out that he raised his friend Lazarus from the grave 4 days after the funeral. He raised Jairus' daughter and the widow of Nain's son too. Jesus has the power of life and death. Jesus can raise our loved ones from death to life. He can raise us up to heaven when we die. And even within this life, he can raise us up from the valley experiences to mountaintop experiences. Wow. So let's finish on this high note with a great resurrection hymn. Bye for now.